This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Can't we just make it all go away?
I've got reams of paper and printouts and spreadsheets on my desk.
I don't talk to anybody that says, please raise my taxes.
We know how we can create a package that solves the deficits and debt for a significant period of time.
Make it go away, as I am weak and this is more than one should have to take.
The budget. Debt ceiling squabblers in Washington are running out of time to make a deal, and like the heat in summer, it's just not going away.
A plan to make the debt ceiling itself go away. Will the government listen? Oh, sure.
I make it go away or make it better.
That'll happen. Debt ceilings and blood on the floor. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, July 19th. Forget the debt ceiling. Today is my youngest twin's 10th birthday.
Oh, that's a big milestone. And welcome back to you as well.
Thank you very much.
Let's get right to the top news this morning. And it's not the debt, but the UK's phone hacking scandals at the top. Rupert Murdoch, his son James, and former News Corp newspaper chief Rebecca Brooks will testify later this morning before Parliament. Opposition leader Ed Miliband tells our partner, the BBC, what the British public hope to hear.
Whether Rupert and James Murdoch, and indeed Rebecca Brooks, have some remorse for what happened and are willing to apologise, and also to account for what they knew about phone hacking and when they knew it.
But the day's questioning will begin earlier when former Scotland Yard Commissioner Sir Paul Stevenson and his deputy John Yates answer questions about the police involvement in the scandal. Both Stevenson and Yates have stepped down in recent days. And there was another dramatic development last night when a former News of the World reporter, in fact the whistleblower who blew open the case, was found dead in an apparent suicide.
All this has the financial future of News Corp on the skids. The company has lost more than $8 billion in market value in just the last 10 days. Last night, Standard & Poor's said it may downgrade News Corp's actual credit. More on this story later this hour. The Tea Party finally gets its crack at raising the debt ceiling today. The House will vote on a proposal that calls for deep spending cuts and a constitutional amendment for a balanced budget. White House spokesman Jay Carney says the plan will never become law.
What we are witnessing here with this measure is classic Washington posturing kabuki theater.
Kabuki. Congress has 2 weeks to raise the debt ceiling or risk the first ever U.S. government default.
I'm not sure I'd want to see our politicians doing kabuki theater.
Kabuki.
More than 40 states are expected to see temperatures in the 90s or higher this week. Right now, the heat wave is parked over the Midwest. It was 126 degrees in Newton, Iowa yesterday. Milena Bass was one of thousands of Chicago residents who took advantage of the city's cooling centers.
It's very humid. It's almost like you can reach out and grab the heat. It's so hot.
But Minnesota resident Penny Beach says you got to look at the bright side.
I'm going to enjoy it for as long as I have it because winter lasted, what, 10 months this year? So I'll take it.
New highs have been reached more than 800 different times so far this month.
For the last time, a space shuttle has left the International Space Station. The Atlantis is now homeward bound on its final space journey. It will touch down on Thursday. The Borders book chain is shutting down after 40 years. The company is expected to begin liquidating its last 399 stores and laying off its estimated 10,000 employees as early as Friday. All this nervousness has put the price of gold atop $1,600 an ounce for the first time ever. Asian markets mixed. European indices up this morning. Futures are up for Wall Street, though. The Dow gets underway at 12,385. The S&P opens at 1,305, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,344. Later in the hour, we're going to hear about some trickle-up economics that come along with the growth of same-sex marriage. And as the phone hacking scandal ensnares News Corp,
If you and I went hacking into other people's phones, we'd be in a hell of a lot of trouble.
It's outrageous, actually. These people should be hung out to dry, to be honest. What happens now has to change the way the press system operates.
That's what British voters think. What do you think? Weigh in. Can ethics ever come before profit in a business venture? Stay with us. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.